As blessed beloved David Loy speaks his heart to us this hour, we ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him and to pour forth through those under this radiation his full cosmic illumination that will enable as many as possible to attain a like victory in this embodiment. We thank you. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, I wish to give you some of the feeling that we have from the Ascended Master's octave and that will stay with you for eternity and will at all times bring in through and around you more and more of its eternal perfection. And I wish to show you what an outpouring of love from your beloved I Am presence and the Ascended Host can do everywhere in the physical world if people would only use it and try to understand just how powerful it is. This which I am going to call to your attention tonight is concerning healing. If you could see for one moment, just a second, what is the effect in the cellular structure of your body when just one wave of love comes from an ascended being in through and around you to fill you with whatever is required to either heal the outer self or to purify it or harmonize it or protect it or to help it expand the light from the mighty I Am presence in its producing of the victory in the physical octave of anything and everything that is constructive with which you are concerned in daily activity. Could you understand and see just once what the effect is in every cell of your body when just one wave of love comes from an ascended being? You would see the point of light in every cell expand. You would see the beings of the elements within you expand the light and harmonize very quickly. And more than that, you would see pass off and be consumed the rates of vibration that have been the discord within the emotional body or the etheric body or the physical structure itself or the mental body, the outer intellectual consciousness. When you watch this from an inner standpoint and see how easily, how quickly, and how happily the wave of love from an ascended master's heart passes through the physical flesh structure of the outer self and can dissolve and consume the shadows that cause distress. You would use this all the time to solve every problem you have. You would use it all the time in every physical thing in the physical world, because it is the master presence, the master control of all the energy in the physical world, and all energy that is not manifesting harmony or love or perfection to the outer self is some shadow. It is some vibration that is not letting the light release so that the feeling of love from the higher mental body can be the only feeling in the emotional body of the outer self. But when you call an ascended master's heart flame love into your cells and through your cells, or you just call the ascended master's heart flame of love to solve this problem or that problem or anything to control conditions in which you must move, if you could watch this at the inner level just once, you would be the most grateful people on earth. And tonight, I trust I may make clear to you what happiness that wave of love, which is always luminosity, brings to the powers of nature and forces of the elements as you watch it pass through the beings who create the blessings that the powers of nature and forces of the elements give you all the time, and by which you are able to survive or move and have an embodiment in the physical world to accomplish the victory of your ascension. And now, when we come to the attainment of the ascension, every bit of purification that has to take place in the physical body at the moment of the ascension has to take place by an ascended master's purifying love, a flame from the heart of the ascended master who is assisting. The beloved divine director, beloved Jesus, beloved Godfrey, the mighty Saint Germain, and blessed Victory, and every ascended master who gives assistance at the moment of the ascension, stands and expands and pours the flame of love from that ascended master's heart right through the atomic structure until the etheric body and emotional bodies are purified and drawn up and into the higher mental body. At the same time, the higher mental body is pouring its own love and light into the outer substance that is being raised into the ascension. So when you think of solving your problems by using the ascended master's love, will you always remember that it brings a light into the atmosphere in which you move? It brings a light into the condition, and whatever the problem is to be solved, you will find the purifying love from the ascended master's body is what passes the vibration through the condition and dissolves and consumes every vibration that causes discord. Therefore, when you call forth the ascended master's heart flame's love to solve any problem in the physical world, try to remember the beings of the elements rejoice more than you can realize when destructive frequencies of vibration are dissolved and consumed, and the love from the ascended master enfolds the light in the being that is creating a blessing to the powers of nature for which mankind is constantly calling and which mankind must have and use in order to embody in this world and create a body through which the ascension can be attained. If the people of the world would only learn to use the love we offer, the love that is light, the love that is peace, and the ascended master's love that is power unlimited and indestructible. Human experience in this world would be dissolved and consumed, and every bit of discord be replaced by the perfection that is the ascended master's way of life for eternity. So it doesn't matter what is the cause of discord in the outer world. Nothing is really important except how much sacred fire love you pour into this world, you pour in and around yourselves, how much you draw forth to be the world in which you live until your ascension is complete. It doesn't make any difference how much is needed in the physical world. There's infinitely more in the ascended master's octave than all the energy and substance in this world put together. I trust I shall make this plain to you tonight in a way that makes you realize what a very tangible, powerful, ever-present blessing that life has always offered and is always in existence and can always be used in physical conditions when you call the ascended master's sacred fire of love into any condition in the physical world that needs purifying or removing, and in order to set life streams free, must be consumed if freedom is to come. And freedom cannot come from anywhere except the ascended master's sacred fire love. The love in the mighty I Am presence in the electronic body and higher mental body is ascended master love, because there's never been anything else. There's never anything else has ever existed in the electronic body or the higher mental body but the invincible, eternal, sacred fire love from the great central sun, which is one with the heart flames of love in the hearts of the ascended masters. And if you can understand what a miracle power this is, to form the habit of using it in everyday affairs to do everything for you that you want to have done, to give you greater harmony or greater happiness or to solve your problems, if you would only try this out and use it on everything, there is no thing where you can't use it. You would avoid everything that is of distress. The ascended master's heart flame of sacred fire love is eternal. It's indestructible victory and indestructible purity and indestructible love for which you have been calling. Therefore, to fill yourselves with it, feel yourselves clothed in it, call it forth into all conditions of the physical world, whether they affect you or not, is not important. There's only one thing important, and that's bringing the perfection which the ascended master's sacred fire love is into the physical conditions of this world, that mankind's suffering may cease. And there is no way to take out of existence mankind's frightful human creation except the sacred fire love of the ascended master, which is indestructible purity. So when you call forth these great cosmic powers of the sacred fire into physical conditions to purify them, they are at all times the heart flame of life, the heart flame of love, of some life streams, the cosmic beings, and the sacred fire, which the angelic host direct into the physical atmosphere of Earth, which the cosmic beings direct, which all ascended masters direct, and which the cosmic law of the great central sun is constantly pouring forth, that heart flame of love from the heart of the great central sun. And it can never produce discord, never did, and never will. So you have an infallible concentration of cosmic power to use in the physical world with which there is no contest. You can have it without limit. There isn't a condition in existence that it cannot perfect. There isn't a thing that is needed in the physical world to purify it, to hold balance, and to bring into outer manifestation the substance and the things necessary to fulfill the great divine plan. There isn't anything in existence that that ascended master, sacred fire love, cannot produce. And when previous to the attainment of the ascension, the little beings within the cells of your own bodies begin to feel that purifying love illumine the flesh and remove the vibrations that are the discord and limitations of the flesh body, could you see the happiness that that love produces in every cell of your body? I hope someday this can be held before mankind and picturized, so mankind can see some of these inner activities of the magnificent magical powers of the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. These magnificent master powers of the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's Octave, and these great cosmic powers that come from great systems of worlds to pour what you call light to a system of worlds, and try to realize the very light that is coming to this earth, that is the life that is being given to the earth, is the life that love gives. So that light and life which comes from your physical sun, whether mankind accepts it or not, good or otherwise, the gift is the gift of life's love. And life is constantly giving into manifestation the love by which mankind can have perfection and can have permanent peace and harmony, can have mastery over the manifestations which are brought into outer existence for mankind's use. And when, after long years of searching, as was my experience, that love developed, which the master who came to me in India and told me what to do to gain the ascension, I knew that only love could find the one who could help me. And only love could raise me into the victory of the ascension. Only love sustained me all through those years when I sought everywhere for the man with a crystal cup who could help me to the ascension. And love finally rewarded me for my search. And now that love which raised me into my eternal freedom, I give without limit to you. May it do for you what it did for me. May it enable you to use it to help your loved ones, to help all life everywhere you go, to be set free from the distress that which is not love has imposed upon life to create limitation and destruction. There's only one thing that can stop war on this earth, and that is the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave, and that sacred fire is love, and love's purity from cosmic realms of this system of worlds, who pour constantly to the earth the blessings of life to manifest perfection, by which mankind can draw forth the master powers of life and producing perfection in manifestation to bring happiness to the rest of life, gain the ascension in the drawing forth of the master powers from the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. And if you realize the master powers of life are the master powers of that sacred fire love, there's nothing else important. What is there in the outer world that can compare with that sacred fire love, which is not only eternal, but is ever manifesting greater and greater perfection to bring greater happiness to life, to consume everything that is not happiness, and to let mankind go forward to the great magnificent use of all the master powers that life contains, that the great cosmic beings contain, and who are always giving more and more of that sacred fire love into outer physical conditions until this world becomes the Ascended Master's octave, and then never again can any vibration of discord ever be created by life in the Ascended Master's octave. So if you are to be through with distress, limitation, suffering, the unhappiness that has been created in this world, you might just as well make up your mind. There's no way but one way. There's no power but one power to use. There is nothing anywhere existing in anywhere in the universe that is comparable to the sacred fire love from both your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. And it is the eternal freedom from everything that is of limitation or distress. Won't you let go of your limitations tonight? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Won't you help us when you think of the atmosphere in which you move, and sometimes it's unpleasant? Won't you help us to call forth the sacred fire, purifying love of such indestructible victory into the atmosphere wherever you abide, that the unpleasant things that manifest in that atmosphere, the impurity and the unpleasant things, cannot longer survive, because our sacred fire love can consume them completely and change them into the fragrance and the healing and the harmony, the light, the illumination and the perfection which our love is. We only ask people to use that which makes them happy and it is the master presence of life throughout infinite space for all eternity, and is forever as free as the air you breathe. So, beloved ones, if I were to talk to you a million billion years, I could not exhaust the blessings contained within that love, for it fills and surrounds, controls all in existence that manifests anywhere in any system of worlds. Do you not think it can manifest in you and your world and produce the same luminosity and beauty and perfection and music of the spheres in you and your world just as well as it can in the ascended master's octave or in interstellar space? It is without limit. It is almighty. It is eternal. And there's never anything but joy as a result of its use. It never creates any discord to any part of life. If I may remind you of this often, I may remind you of the love and the gratitude that were mine when the blessed Godfrey fulfilled my desire that I had held so long. 50 years is a long time to search for it, but I held to love, and love held to me, and love set me free. It'll do the same thing for you. So whenever you're unhappy or limited or in distress in any way, just stop a moment and know that above you is the love from your beloved I Am presence and from the ascended master's octave that can love away everything that is of distress and put an end to your experiment with that which God never designed. God never created. The great cosmic law of life never created discord. The sacred fire of love cannot create discord. So it is your place of eternal security. And if my heart's flame of love can remind you often enough to use it day after day in the little details with which you are concerned, to dissolve and consume that which is not the happiness of our love, that which is not the victory of our purity, that which is not the fulfillment of the divine plan. If I can remind you that my love is waiting for you to use it, I trust we shall accomplish what the world calls miracles. And as you gain a momentum in the use of it, the master powers of life become perfectly natural in your outer use. And as you use them to bless the rest of life, the infinite life above you will pour more sacred fire love and more powers of perfection into your outer use till the world becomes the heart flame of our love and your love, because you have passed this way and have accepted the gifts of the powers of nature by which you could embody here and in which you can abide until your own heart flame from the mighty I Am presence has expanded enough to raise the flesh structure into the ascension. And what else is there in this world that is important beside that? Is there anything important except the amount of sacred fire love you draw into this world from the Ascended Master's octave, that you may purify and balance and set free some part of life or some part of substance that has been bound in discord, that is not God's divine plan? Never was, never will be, never was God created. So freedom is with you always, because the mighty Saint Germain's love to life was the call to bring the knowledge of the violet consuming flame into the physical conditions of this world to those of mankind who would listen to him and accept and use it until his love has proved the truth that he told. And the great cosmic creative word, I am, when you understand that as you issue those words, I am, the Ascended Master's sacred fire love that sets all free, controls all manifestation, takes all through to the ascension, and brings joy to life for eternity. And I am its victory. Acknowledge it, beloved ones. Try it. Use it. Fill yourselves with it. Ask to be clothed in it. Ask your world to be its world of perfection, and then send it forth to the rest of life, irrespective of what mankind has or has not done in outer world activities. And let it reveal to you by the change it brings, the master powers which are within it, and the master control which it is, everywhere over manifestation, everywhere you go in infinite space, the rest of eternity. You can never fail. You can never be limited again. You can never know anything but the magnificent happiness and all the ever-expanding, protecting perfection of the sacred fire's mighty master presence everywhere that life abides. So go forward and try it out. And when you think of things that are in distress, whether they be the powers of nature or sometimes the physical things that are in discord of the outer world, or whether you see human beings in distress, just call forth the world enfolding oceans of whatever sacred fires, purifying love, will not let mankind's human creation exist longer in any part of life, but just forgive it. And by the sacred fire's love, for which the world for centuries has needed but does not use, to undo mankind's unfortunate creation. Do you realize that it was the love of the master in India that told me what to do to gain my ascension? And his love stayed with me and was the strength and the protection of the love I needed to release, to search long enough until I found it. And when I did find it, it was still love. When the love of the Blessed Godfrey made the call to God, as he understood it, to do that which fulfilled the divine plan, love acted. His call was love. My strength of the light to search for the cup was love. The sustaining power I had was love. Therefore, I got the victory. that only love can bring. So when you want victory, remember it is Ascended Master, sacred fire, love, within which is all of everything life could ever desire or need or use or manifest to fulfill the great divine plan and take every particle of life into the Ascended Master's octave for eternity. So since the world this hour is in distress, indescribable, those of you who know this law, we hope, will begin to call forth its overwhelming cosmic action to prevent now any longer mankind's creation of that which has caused such distress to life and which has no right to exist because it is not love. And therefore, when you call forth the Ascended Master's miracle mantle of love's mastery, it is a very real, tangible substance and flame from one or more of the ascended hosts, or a conscious projection from the temples of the sacred fire, of a living flame and living substance that can enfold anybody or anything in the Ascended Master's life that consumes everything unlike itself. So I hope tonight you will accept its mastery. We will abide with you whenever you want us. And if problems seem to need attention, we are quite willing to flood those problems with our heart's flame of love, the sacred fire love from the Ascended Master's octave, that is indestructible victory of indestructible purity and indestructible control of all wherever you abide. May we help you without limit, and we offer you everything to attain your freedom, to exert your mastery, to hold your protection, and to help you render your service to your loved ones, that love will always give and your loved ones will return their love to you. And you can render that service that will be a blessing to them and to you for eternity. So we offer you the master presence of the Ascended Master's sacred fire love to redeem the earth and raise all into the same great perfection to which the Ascended Master Jesus attained, and into the great eternal freedom that the mighty Master Saint Germain has said he would bring about, and he would love and love and love the world till all are free. We hope you will love the world as he has loved it. We hope you will love the world as beloved Jesus has loved it. And I hope I may be a part of the love that helps you to free the rest of life till all have become the Ascended Master's manifestation of the Ascended Master's octave of perfection for eternity, and love, the only eternal manifestation, forever fills everything with its happiness and ever expanding, all protecting perfection of eternity. We offer you our all. Our all is the love of our life, and may its sacred fire now come and stay around you until you are raised into our octave forever. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed David Lloyd, keep us reminded to conquer everything by the Ascended Master's sacred fire love, and see we give no quarter to anything else ever again. Let there be enough manifestations come quickly to put an end to mankind's distress forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to unfold all of this radiation in your own heart's flame of indestructible, eternal victory, of the purifying love that is forever the master presence everywhere. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the mightiest sacred fire love of your own heart. And let your miracle mantle of love's mastery blaze around us whatever consumes everything that is of human creation. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now, great beings, fill us with whatever is enough of the ascended master's sacred fire loves, indestructible victory of indestructible purity our nation needs to be taken out of the clutches of that which is of human creation. And the hordes of evil are dissolved and consumed as quickly as possible everywhere. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it. And pouring into life everywhere, wherever we abide, the ascended master's sacred fires, purifying love of eternity, let it come forth and render that service that only it can give. And let there be peace to the earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved and present Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Mother, and the great divine director, all of the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic being, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, and all of the group figures and our students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence, all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging it with beloved David Lloyd and all the ascended masters, sacred fire loves, indestructible victory of indestructible purity, blaze it in such overwhelming cosmic oceans that it does consume mankind's human creation everywhere as soon as possible, and make those under this radiation go forward invincibly victorious over all of this world forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to put forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, until there comes forth everywhere the purity and freedom to this world from the ascended master's octave, until all becomes raised in that perfection forever. And now as we return the physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation, and now all the ascended master's sacred fire purifying love necessary to set this world free from human creation forever. And we thank God.